لكاي
adoption will go separately. The two committees will adopt the report separately. Welcome Honorable Eunice Karim, my colleague, Chairperson. Welcome members of the Standing and the Select Committee on Finance, and welcome officials of Parliament and all other stakeholders who might be attending. The meeting is officially open, and are there apologies, Secretariat?
Very good morning from Standing Committee on Finance. It's only Mr. Kwankwa.
I am Chair from the Select Committee. It's only Honorable Mahlangu.
Okay. Thanks very much. Let's move to item two. Consideration and adoption of the committee report on the 2021 fiscal framework and revenue proposals. But before that, let me find out if the Chairperson, Honorable Karim, will want to make comments before I open up for members to discuss the report. Comrade Karim.
Not really, nothing except to make a general point that, you know, we obviously need to exercise, as I'm sure you'll agree, Comrade Chairman, our oversight role far more effectively than before. And so, you know, we need to be more focusing on recommendations. The only other thing which I have raised before, and if the majority agree, we should make this a norm. You see, the people who come here, whether we agree or disagree with them, Comrade Chair, as you know, it's our responsibility, constitutional and legislative, in our case also there's a money bills act, to encourage public participation. Now, I'm not saying, you know, look, there are two issues here, Comrade Chair. One is, I think we must put all the submissions, the overall submission, even what comes after the Friday response from National Treasury and their response. We can't include it in our report. We should put it on the website so it's recorded there. That's the only thing I'm pleading that we do. And the other issue is about more demographically representative participation. But that's an issue we can discuss offline. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thanks very much, Honorable Karim, for those comments. And also, let me take this time to thank the Secretariat, and in particular the research team, for compiling the report within the shortest space of time. It's not that easy. And sometimes it's like they do things unnoticed, and they might think that we don't acknowledge the work that they are doing. We really acknowledge, and thank you very much for putting together this report in a shorter space of time. Let's move right away to six. We won't go into the background and all those other issues that have been raised by Treasury, by the stakeholders. I think it will be proper that we go straight to subheading 6, which deals with the committee's observations and recommendations. Item 6.1 deals with macroeconomic issues. So I'll go item per item. We raise issues, ask questions, then we move. 6.1.1. Are there issues to be raised in 6.1.1? Okay, 6.1.2.
Chairperson?
Yes, Dr. George?
Thank you very much. I'm going to leave my video off because my connection is unstable. I just wanted to also mention that it's obvious that the GDP growth projections have not been accurate for a long time, and that we should consider that the National Treasury should take steps to improve on the accuracy of its GDP forecasting. I understand it is very difficult, but it is possible to get closer to accuracy. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Dr. George, for your comment. Okay. 613.
Molezana, Chair.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my.
Okay, over to you, Ntate Mletso.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to make a comment there to say that on that observation there, they are talking about reindustrialization and localization in order to help the economy to grow. I hope that we'll see that happening very soon so that it can help the economy. It shouldn't just be something that is written that's not going to be implemented in order to assist. Thank you very much.
Realibua Ramulesan, for your point. Then let's move to 6.2, fiscal policy issues. 621. About the targets. 623. Debt management.
The chairperson.
Yes, Dr. George.
Just hold on a second, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to point out that, we are saying that government should take steps to curb its expenditure because we know that we have a significant problem with the debt. We talk a lot about what the National Treasury needs to do. The Treasury obviously is a government department, so the Treasury can't actually do anything if irresponsible political decisions are taken. I know that's obviously a matter for political debate, but I mean, that's an important point that I just wanted to point out, that if government makes political decisions, for example, funding state-owned enterprises, etc., and is unable to curb the wage bill, there is very little that Treasury can actually do about that other than make a plan based on what it already has. So I think that's important to bear in mind, that it is the government that makes the policy, and that often Treasury's hands are very much tied by that policy. But I just wanted to point that out. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Dr. George. Let's move to 624. The issue of wage negotiations, any comment? Okay. We have raised this matter even last year, so we'll make a follow-up in regard to progress on the negotiations between government and the trade unions. The sooner there's progress, the better. 625. The Honourable Dennis Ryder.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. My comment is on 6.2.6, which, as you see, doesn't exist. And it's just a comment that, the Minister spoke specifically about zero-based budgeting again in his speech. It was raised briefly in our discussions. But I see that there's nothing really to underpin it in the report. And I'm just wondering if this isn't the place to bring it in. Just bring in a short paragraph under fiscal policy issues that the zero-based budgeting remains on the table and is something that government is going to be following through. I think it is something that's important.
There's problem with your line, Honorable Ryder.
Honorable Ryder? Yes, I'm here. I'll try again with my video off. I'll try again with my video off if that's okay. My comment is that I believe that I'd like to propose that we add a paragraph 6.2.6, specifically it fits under fiscal policy issues, but the point that the minister made in his speech relating to the fact that zero-based budgeting remains a strategy that the government intends to follow, it was briefly mentioned in our discussions, and I do think that we need to acknowledge it in the report.
Okay. That's the recommendation, that there'll be a point on the zero-based budgeting. So what are you saying, Honorable Ryder? You will want Treasury to move towards the zero-based budgeting, or we just note so that it's quite clear what we are recommending? I'll come to Honorable Shwambu, but for now, Honorable Ryder, let me be clear on the zero-based budgeting. What is it that you want us to recommend?
Chairperson, I believe that we need to just make mention of the fact that the minister did indicate that government will be continuing in the direction of zero-based budgeting, and it is something that that remains a government strategy. You know, it's a fiscal policy issue, but it's not being recommended. It's not being noted anywhere else.
Can't we deal with it when there is certainty that the Treasury wants to take that route of zero-based budgeting rather than just comments by the minister? I think we should rather deal with the policy position of government rather than comments by the minister. The minister is entitled to make comments as the head, the political head of the department, but we should be able to hold him accountable on decisions, policy and legislations that are in place. I think we should approach it in that manner. I understand the angle from where you are coming, but I thought let there be a clear policy guideline that now Treasury or government wants to take this route and will hold you, government, accountable on this. If you remember, we had a long discussion about the zero-based budgeting last year. And it's something that they have put it aside. They were muting introduction of that system, but it has not been implemented, and the government hasn't taken that stand. But I understand what you are saying, Honorable Wright. Honorable Shwam?
No, I wanted to reject the DA proposals about inclusion of zero-based budgeting into a report, but although I want to reject the entire report on the basis of it being an austerity. So zero-based budgeting is the extreme levels of implementing austerity measures. And there's enough scientific illustrations, even from the submissions by the Budget Justice Coalition and a variety of other submitters, that austerity is not a mechanism to grow the economy. It has never been a mechanism to reduce the debt-to-GDP ratio. There's not been any way in terms of what happens. So zero-based budgeting is an extreme form of austerity or so-called fiscal consolidation. And this budget is fundamentally based on that nonsensical approach to budgeting, which is only going to serve to shrink the economy. And Chair, in case we are not here when the decision is taken, it must be noted that we as the EFF, we fundamentally reject the budget and this revised framework that we're discussing today.
Okay. Thanks, Honorable Shibambo. Honorable Dion George, then Honorable Njan.
Thanks, Chairperson. I want to support the position put by Honorable Ryder. We all know, and we've all heard when the Minister was talking about moving towards a zero-based budget, and the reason why you would want that to occur was that so it enables government to have a look at what is expending money on and decide whether to spend it on that or not. So it does create an opportunity to reassess where expenditure is. And I think that is the principle behind the zero-based budget. It certainly was something we have discussed. It certainly was something that the Minister has mentioned. And it certainly should be or is the government policy. So we do need to have some kind of record in that report about the fact that we need to move towards the zero-based budgeting, because then it gives you the opportunity to think about your expenditure and not carry on doing the same thing over and over again. Because we all accept, and it's clear in this report, is that more of the same is going to lead us into a place we don't want to go, and that is, i.e., into a debt crisis. So I think that is the key point. More of the same is not actually going to solve the problem. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. While in the platform, Dr. George, is this a current government policy that they want to go the route of zero-based budgeting, or is it something that has been raised by the minister? Remember, as Parliament, we hold government accountable on its policies, on the legislation, and its decisions. We don't make policies for the executive. The executive does have a responsibility to make policies and bring legislations to Parliament, take decisions on certain things, and that's how we hold them accountable. But when we want to make a policy decisions for them, are we not crossing the line in terms of separation of powers? I think let's look at that, colleagues, so that we are clear of what we are discussing.
Chairperson, if I may, I fully understand what you're saying. You're saying that if it is not government policy, then it is obviously not something that government is going to pursue or that the Treasury is going to, you know, work on. But I think we need to be clear then, because my understanding, and I think that Honourable Ryder's is the same, is that the minister was talking about a zero-based budgeting. And certainly my understanding was that that is what the policy or the intention is to do. Now, obviously, if the minister is saying we must do zero-based budgeting, but that is not, in fact, the policy of the government, then obviously we're talking at cross purposes. But that needs to be clear. I mean, the minister certainly said it. And the minister certainly is the Minister of Finance of South Africa, and he speaks on behalf of the government, I would hope. So I think maybe that's where, if there's any confusion, that's where it's coming from. So if the minister is saying we're going to do this, but that's actually not government policy, then, you know, what really then is the policy? If it's not so, then is he at odds with the government, which makes it even more complicated and troubling. So I think that's the key point. But I understand what you're saying. If it is not policy of the government, then we can't hold government to account for it. But the minister certainly said that that is what he wants to do, and that so therefore, what more can we take other than what the minister has said? Thanks, Chair.
Okay, Dr. George, Honourable Vessas.
Chair, no, thank you. Can I speak, Chair?
Yes, over to you, Honourable Vessas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, no, I agree that we should include it. Firstly, zero-based budgeting is not austerity, as Dr. George also pointed out. Secondly, we must remember, Chairperson, that the Minister first announced that we are going to be moving in the direction of zero-based budgeting last year in June. I can't think that if a minister repeats it in, I think, three budget speeches then, that it can't be policy. It is policy then, or something that government is moving towards. And a budget speech gives policy direction. So I don't think it would be wrong to include this, to note that it was mentioned, and to say that the implementation thereof should be hasted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable
Chair.
Chairperson? I'm coming to you, Honourable Njandu. It will be Honourable Njandu, Honourable Dennis Ryder, Honourable Kostan.
And then goes to Buthelezi.
Long time. Honourable Njandu, over to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning to all members. Yeah, Chairperson, I think the members is focusing on the statement in terms of the minister, which was tabling the budget. So we cannot take that and use it to use that as a principal point in terms of implementing it. So what I'm trying to say, Chairperson, is that let's wait for Treasury to implement the process of the zero-based budget as a policy matter. So I think you have articulated very well, Chairperson. So I think that is the route that we'll have to follow, that we wait for Treasury, and so that, because this is a policy matter, so that Treasury introduce it, so that we take it from there. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable Njandu, Honourable Ryder.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I'm a bit appalled by that statement. I mean, we're sitting here discussing the fiscal policy framework. We're talking about policy. We're not talking about what's been implemented already. We're talking about what is to be implemented. If one looks at the speech of the minister, and if you look in the chat group, I've put an excerpt from it, but I point to I've put a link as well to the minister's speech. And in that speech, he says, the Department of Public Enterprises and National Treasury will be the first to pilot a new budgeting methodology. The intention is to produce significantly recosted budgets from 2022-23. I'll put it there in the chat. It's the last paragraph of the paragraph that is titled Public Procurement and Zero-Based Budgeting. So if we're going to stick our heads in the sand and pretend this is not a policy issue, then, I mean, I don't see the point of us having a report. There's a clear indication that it is to be fiscal policy going forward. There's a clear indication that two departments are going to be piloting this going forward. So therefore, it's policy. We need to make some sort of a comment about it. We can't just ignore that it's happening or pretend for internal, unity issues or whatever you want to call it, that we ignore the fact that this is happening. It's something that needs to happen. There's an absolute necessity to realign our spending to projects and efforts that have the nation's benefit at heart, considering the fact that we have a substantially smaller pot to divide up. And there are some serious calls on that pot from the Department of Health specifically in order to ensure our ongoing health as a nation. So, Chair, we can't ignore that this is happening. It's fiscal policy. The minister stated it. It's in the speech. And really, I don't understand why we're wanting to avoid talking about it.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Ryder. Honourable Kosan?
No, thank you very much, Honourable Chair, and greetings to all Honourable Members. Yeah, I think we were all agreeing that the Honourable Minister did speak about the necessity of applying the zero-based budgeting, at least on two occasions. The minister said that. However, what we are not clear about, I think, at this meeting, is the fact that is that already a government policy or not? I think that's something that I think we need to get clarity on. And since we don't have that clarity, my view is that let us not put that particular the issue of zero-based budgeting up until such time where we're clear that, yes, indeed, this issue of zero-based budgeting, it is indeed a government policy. Because what I remember on two occasions, the minister speak about the necessity of applying a zero-based budgeting. But as to whether it is currently a policy, it's something that I'm not sure of. And it's clear in the meeting that we are just, other members are just speculating, but there's no definite clarity as to whether, as to the fact that, yes, indeed, it is a government policy. So my appeal is that, like Honorable Judge indicated, for now, let's not include the issue of zero-based budgeting up until such time where there's clarity that it is indeed a government policy. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sipasana. Inkosi Buthelezi.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think I agree with my colleagues who are saying this should be put on the report, because from where I see it and what I understand the minister said, this is not a speculation, it's a fact. The minister is even saying Treasury is finalizing, as we speak, the framework to implement the zero-based budget. So that means it's already existing. It's just that they are finalizing the framework as to implement it. It's not something that they're still considering. So from where I sit, I think it should be included there. I see no point for us to omit it. It's a policy, it's there, it's existing. It's not saying that we are considering. It's saying we have determined that what we are just waiting for now is the finalization of the framework to start implementing, even saying before the end of this year. So it's very clear as to where they stand, and this is what they've agreed on. So I think it should be included. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Nkosi Buthelezi. Honorable Lewis. Honorable Lewis.
Sorry, Chair, I was just unmuting myself. I just wanted to make the point that if you go to the Treasury website, you can see that they've actually already completed 16 spending reviews that are posted live to the website that you can read, and I've read quite a few of them. And the purpose of those spending reviews is to implement zero-based budgeting. They're going through a spending review on each government program, and are going through those relatively quickly. So the fact of the matter is, regardless of what our debate is, that they are already in the process of implementing zero-based budgeting and are starting with the spending reviews necessary to give them the data required to start the zero-based budgeting. So I agree with Honorable Buthelezi and others who have said that this should be included. It is a policy issue, and it is already in implementation, as evidenced by 16 completed spending reviews already to date. Hello?
I think silence is consent, perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah. We are here, so it's a good sign.
Not now. Chairperson, are you muted? Are you there, Chairperson? Chairperson?
Alan? What has happened to the chairperson, Alan?
Okay. Check 1, 2. I had a problem with the connectivity. You were still on the platform, Honorable Lewis. Then I'll also recognize the chairperson, Honorable Karim. Can you conclude, Honorable Lewis?
I was done, Chair.
Oh, okay, thanks. Honorable Karim?
Correct, Chair. Obviously, I'll go by the majority view, but maybe Zakhele or Esther can recall, or somebody else, we did, in fact, say something about this some time ago. I don't know if it's a year ago or longer than that. Where, if I recall correctly, we said that we would like, I think it's the NA that does the quarterly reports. We just cannot connect with you, though we're going to discuss with you, you know, given what's been raised on the NCOP side, that we should seek as far as possible to do quarterly reports together because this is a common report. But I don't think we can fit into every quarterly report. But I think you might have, I'm not sure when it happened, but you were meant to have a quarterly report where a briefing, I think, was meant to occur on what exactly is zero-based budgeting for those of us who don't fully know. But at the moment, from what I can tell, despite what Jordan Lewis is saying, the way I have it, and you're in the NEC, you'll have a better sense, there isn't agreement within the ANC ranks on zero-based budgeting. I don't think the ANC in Parliament come to a position on that either. There are divisions within us. Understandable. But what I don't think it matters so much, Comrade Chair, at the end of the day, whether it's an official policy or not, because we have raised this before. Maybe we want to say something like, you know, something like if it's there before, noting a previous recommendation, we urge National Treasury to present its position on zero-based budgeting so that the committee can take its own policy on it. So in other words, the briefing doesn't mean we'll agree with it. You and I, Comrade Chair, will have views on that too. So, you know, and it's quite understandable. There are some in the ANC who want it, there are others who don't want it. So having a briefing on it to the extent it's becoming policy, there's no harm in there. We don't take a position on it here. We want to know what exactly they mean by it, because it's applied differently. I did a lot of reading, not a lot, some reading last year, knowing a bit about it. And it's quite a complex area. I don't know how exactly Treasury means to apply it. But we've already picked up in the media, if I understand it correctly, or maybe it's through our own party structures, that there are senior ministers also were opposed to it. So it's not as if it's a fait accompli, but it's not as if it's not on the agenda. So why don't we look at what we said before, if the researchers can find it, and just say that we would like a briefing on it, and then we must take our position on it as a study group and bring it to the committee. But really, I'm fooled. Whatever the majority said from it, I think it's neither here nor there, whether it's the minister saying it or the department saying it. We will have to take a position sometime or the other, and we don't want to just jump forward and do it without us having a say.
Okay. Is it possible that we move along what Honorable Karim is suggesting, that in the next meeting, the minister should come and brief the committee about this framework on zero-based budgeting, so that we have got clarity if it is a policy position of government, or he wants to pilot with two departments. Is it what they have agreed upon as cabinet, that from now onward, 2022 moving forward, they will go through the process of a zero-based budgeting? So let's find a way of accommodating this matter with an understanding that we'll have to get a full briefing by the minister on this matter. Can we move forward?
Thank you, Chair. Can we formally support that, Chair?
No, okay. Honorable Lewis, or is it Akbar Vedas?
That's correct, Chairperson. No, I just want to, it was a resolution by the committee in July. If colleagues refer to the budget review 2021 on page 112, they would see that the Treasury responded to that resolution. The resolution was, the committee requires the National Treasury to brief it on why zero-based budgeting is being proposed, how will it be implemented, and what its implications are. And Treasury then responded by saying that they would brief the committee at its earliest convenience. And then they also refer to the 50 spending reviews that took place, all being conducted to develop zero-based budgeting. So it is in the budget review, and we actually did take that resolution to have a briefing. So if we do that, we're actually repeating itself, but then we must just ensure that we do get it, this briefing then.
Thanks very much, Akbar Vessels, for reminding us about the previous decision, and we'll continue to request the Treasury to come to the committee to give us a full briefing on their attitude on the or position on the zero-based budgeting. So let's reinstate that decision of the committee and make sure that Treasury comes back to us as soon as possible. Can we move forward to 6.3, revenue and tax policy issues? Okay. 6.31. Honorable Njandu and Honorable Lewis, I see your hands.
Just an old hand, Chair.
Oh, Honorable Lewis. Okay, yes, go ahead. Okay, sure. 6.32, sorry. Six three four. 6.4, other budget related issues. 6.41. 6.42. 6.43.
Chairperson, apologies. On 6.42, making about, we recommend that the public procurement bill be brought to Parliament within the next 3 months, and that progressing of Regulation 28 be acted on with due speed and efficiency. I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm not sure whether this was written before the Regulation 28 was actually published or not, but I'm not quite clear what that means, if anybody could maybe clarify.
Okay. Any clarity from the side of the research team on the 6.42 or any member of the committee? Let me not burden the researchers. Chairperson, any member of the committee, 6.42?
Chairperson, it's Yunus.
Oh, Honorable Karim?
Yeah, as I understand that, it's simply referring to the fact that the process has begun, they've gazetted it, but we as committees haven't discussed it. And obviously, once you gazette it, you have to put it into practice, into effect. And you have to do it efficiently, meaning that it's not a matter of speed only, it's getting it right. And ensuring that actually the pension fund leaders cooperate, but at the same time, that the people whose pensions are affected also don't feel that those responsible for managing their pensions are investing it without, you know, their like consent or their participation and so on. So it is in implementation, as I understand it, a bit more complex than simply saying go ahead. In fact, I know that Dion George has been one of the people pushing for this, as indeed have been some of the COSATU and other unions. So that's all it meant to mean. It must come into effect soon, and it must be done in a way that takes into account all these interest groups and feelings and so on. Otherwise, we could have a backlash. Now, basically, if Mr. Dion George can find better wording to convey that point, fine, so be it.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I think with that sort of interpretation, I think that would suffice actually then, because it is in progress, and it does need to move efficiently and speedily. Yeah, I think that's acceptable. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Honourable George. 643. The matter will be referred to the Appropriations Committee for further processing. 644.
Chairperson, can I come in on 644?
Yes, Honourable Raido.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I think that this paragraph certainly must be included, but I think it's trying to almost deflect Treasury's role in tackling corruption and wastage of public resources. And I think that we need to make the point that the trust deficit that government has built up makes doing business so much more expensive. And so Treasury has a large and specific interest in dealing with the issues around corruption and wastage, because, you know, many businesses refuse to do business with government now because of the complications that come with it, because of the expectations of you know, having to jump through hoops, as it were, because of the fact that there's endemic corruption. And so you have limited people that are tendering for business or who are willing to transact with government, and that pushes the cost of everything up. So it's a case of supply and demand. You know, you have less suppliers willing to meet government's demands. So those suppliers that are willing to do so have the ability to increase their prices, but they also need to factor in to their costing the fact that, A, government is going to not pay them within 30 days, but is going to take 180 or more days to make payment. So there's a financing cost that gets factored into the costings. In addition to which, you know, am I going to have to pay a bribe in order to get this? Let me factor, you know, an extra 15 or 20% into my costing for that. And so it pushes the cost of doing business with government right up, and therefore it pushes the cost that government is charged for things right up. So I think that this, you know, while recognizing that this is not the responsibility of National Treasury alone, I think we need to put in there something to the effect that, you know, National Treasury has a strong need to deal with this matter, and urgently. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Ryder. Let's move to the next paragraph, 645. We have dealt with this matter before, the negotiations between government and the trade union. We'll expect a progress report in the next meeting with the Treasury. 646. Vaccinations. When are we getting vaccinated as members of parliament? We line up there in front of National Assembly and get vaccinated.
Once our people have been vaccinated, Chair.
You will. Why, Honourable Ryder? Okay.
We need to make sure that those that need the vaccine get it first, Chair. I'm fit and strong and healthy. I'll wait my turn. Thank you.
You don't need it now. Okay. I thought Honourable Shwambu is want to speak. Okay. Let's move to 647. I don't think Honorable Karim and researchers 647 is necessary. This is an internal committee matter. We can't take a matter like this to Parliament that we are awaiting PPO to brief a committee on austerity budget and why fiscal consideration. I think the paragraphs will be expunged from the report. Honorable Karim.
No, I'm fine with that. What we've done before, we haven't had it in the record. You're right. We haven't had it in the recommendations. We have it just above it, you know, in a note, so that it binds the committee and the PBO, and it flows from a discussion we had in the committee. But you're right. I mean, it's not a big deal. We can remove it. The other option might be put it in a new Section 6 and maybe Section 7, but I'm cool, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Thanks very much, Honorable Karim. We have considered the report as the two committees, the Standing and the Select Committee on Finance. Now we are moving to the stage of adopting the report. As we have done before, we'll start with the House of Commons, and then the House of the Lords will ratify the report. So let's go separately now. It does not mean that the House of the Lords members will have to mute or disconnect. They will have to stay in the platform. But now let me constitute formally the meeting of the Standing Committee on Finance. Alan and Tebuho, do we correct as the Standing Committee?
Yes, Chair. Full complement of members.
Yeah, with Inkosi Buthelezi in the platform. Hey, Shende, are you still there? Or you have disappeared? Because from time to time he has got a problem of connectivity. Shende? Okay. Okay, we have got the full complement of the committee. Honorable members...
He's on the platform.
Oh, he's still in the platform. Honorable members of the Standing Committee, the report having been considered, now we come to adoption of the report. We know Honorable Shibambu has already put across the position of EFF. And then over to you, members. Anyone to move for the adoption of the report?
Comrade Chair, I move for the adoption of the report. Is Dorothy Mabilesa?
Honorable Mabilesa moves for the adoption of the report. Any second?
Honorable Chair,
let me assist with the seconding. I second the adoption of the report.
Oh.
Oh, please, once again,
trying
to show you here.
Hey, no, you are now demoting yourself. It is the common.
It is the common
who are adopting the report now. Then it
That's a colonial narrative.
No, even when the
traditional leaders in Africa are servants of the people. It's not the other way.
No. You can't equate traditional leaders and the subject. There's no such.
No, we don't have subjects in Africa. We've got people.
Don't come with new concepts. We are coming to you. Konamanje, let's... Kosan, are you seconding?
Yes, seconded, Chair. Thank you very much.
Seconded by Kosana. Objection, Honorable Shivambu.
Chair Allen, I received a message from Mr. Shivambu. It says, please record the EFF's rejection of the budget and emphasize our categorical vote against the report under discussion.
Okay, that's noted. The position of the EFF. DA, by the way, who's the whip? Honorable Lee Lewis. Is Hilwe still in the platform?
Sorry, I'm here, sir. It's just trying to find the right button. No, okay. So we are not objecting.
You agree with the report?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Is there any other party that wants to make its position in regard to the budget so that it be recorded? This is a democratic process. We don't want to leave out other parties because the majority are tops. You are here representing your constituencies.
Chairperson?
Akhbare Bezal.
Thank you, Chair. Please note the objection of the EFF Plus.
Objection of the EFF. Any other party which wants to make its position in regard to the budget? Okay. We are done. The report has been officially objected and agreed upon with amendments. Let me officially adjourn the meeting, or before we adjourn, now hand over, unless there's any other thing, Alan, because I have to, now we are in the spending committee meeting, I have to officially adjourn and hand over to a select committee. Is there any other matter that you want to announce? Except that tomorrow the meeting won't be there. The team which is supposed to come and brief us about the bill is not ready. So tomorrow's meeting will not take place. Any other announcement?
No, Chair, nothing.
Okay, so it was about tomorrow's meeting. The meeting of the standing committee is now officially adjourned. And now I hand over to the chairperson of the select committee, Honorable Yunis Karim. Over to you, Honorable
Thank
Karim.
You, Chairperson Masangani. Obviously, the NA members can leave the meeting. There's no point, but you can stay if you want to. Okay, very quickly, it's the same report. I formally put the report to the meeting for voting. I know in Kosi, Solani and Kiva is very, very overkeen. So I request you to formally move, if that's okay, in Kosi, a subject of a person. If people can actually ask a leader, a traditional leader, to consider voting for something.
So I move, Chairperson.
Thank you. We are very honored. Right. Is there a seconder?
Honorable Karim.
Mama Rafale, yes, my friend. Okay, thank you.
It's Honorable Nkosi, you, Karim.
Nkosi, sorry. Yes. Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
I really am out of order and errant, and I condemn myself. Next is DA. Do you want to say anything?
Chairperson, yes. Thank you very much. I think that it's a well-written report, and I actually wanted to make the comment that it's a comprehensive report. It's a bit thin in places, I must be honest. And we would have liked to see a couple of small changes, but they don't change the essence of the report. And so we're not objecting. We'll support the report. Thank you, Chair.
Really? Are you okay this morning, Dennis? What have you been smoking before the meeting?
He's okay. He's okay, Chairperson.
I would draw that, Dennis. Okay. And if the media is here, obviously it's a facetious point. Or is it? But anyway, right. Now then, EFF, can I answer for you, Comrade Boletane? You fundamentally and completely and utterly and indefatigably and irrevocably are opposed to the death to this budget fiscal framework report. Isn't that what you feel, Comrade Boletane?
Position is very clear, Chairperson.
I should be a spokesperson, eh? Okay, thanks, Comrade.
Thank you.
Colleagues, there's also, of course, Mr. Jutoy. I almost forgot.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Please note the Freedom from Plus's objection.
Indeed. That surprises me. But there you are. Life is full of wonderful surprises. It makes so exciting. All right, colleagues, I'm off to your start now. Thanks, everybody, for your cooperation and for Dennis for his generous words and for Mr. Malatrani for being so consistent. and for Mr. Dutoy for being so consistent. I don't know if everybody's listed today, but there you are. Now, colleagues, you know our chairperson of the Appropriations Committee. I find this quite surrealistic. You know, the same committee, just a chair changes, is not okay to be in Parliament this week. I had a further exchange with her this morning. She asked that you please understand, given her bereavement, that she won't be here this week. So we've agreed that Mr. Njadu will chair. And the meeting, as you'll appreciate, is going to be at 3 o'clock tomorrow, not at 10 a.m., not 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. now, as we have our meetings, because, in fact, the House is sitting at 10 to vote on this very report. So we're meeting at 3 o'clock, and please be there, because the appropriations is very important. Division of revenue is very important. Colleagues, can we then conclude, unless there's any urgent practical matter in Nkululeko you want to raise?
Not at all, Chairperson.
Yeah, Nkululeko has been breathing down my neck, as he should, about minutes, and we'll attend to that next week. To also point out that we did discuss it, particularly Mashlangu and myself, and we raised it with the Chief Whip and the Chairperson of Committees, Mr. Chomo Nyambi, and I'm not sure if I raised it with Esther, but I'm sending both her and Pelinan Lomo a note now. The two chairs feel, having discussed it and having found that the Chair of Committees and the Chief of Agree, that because we're one committee, and basically it's two aspects of the same budget process, that we should do one strat plan. Remember, we excused from the strat plan sitting last week, but they expect us to deliver our strat plan. So next week, in Nkululeko, it's on Tuesday or Wednesday that both committees are sitting to adopt the strat plan.
We were planning Tuesday, Chair, but not next week, the week of the 23rd, I think so.
Why is that?
Come again, Chair?
I think we can do the site plan by next week. Okay, let's see how it goes. I'll speak to S and Kalani. I think we promised maybe I didn't communicate properly, but we promised the House and Chief Whip they will have it next week. We had a meeting this morning of the chairs of committees as well. It was noted that we haven't submitted ours, or it wasn't said so bluntly, it's just an excuse. So I think it can be done. The elements are already there. So the idea would be to have a common strat plan, but then towards the end, Esther and Poppy, what will happen is we'll separate out the appropriations issues and the fiscal framework issues. But the overall strat plan is the same. First, because we're the same committee, and secondly, quite frankly, we do the same thing. It's just the last part of the So Pelinani Lomo and Esther will have to draft it and get it done. On the matter of the auditing profession amendment bill, there is no agreement at the moment. We have Frank Jenkins' submission to the committee, which you have, which basically says it is a new clause. The NCOP will have to have a hearing and bring in everybody. And that at most then we can refer it to the House, our House, to refer it to the Speaker on the other side, who will refer it to committee, and they can either say yes or no. They don't have to give any reasons. But we are discussing it within our study group, and we're meeting finally tomorrow to take a position. So before we rise in the week of the 23rd, we'll have put that issue. As you'll recall, colleagues, the only thing remaining was that one clause. The rest we've been through. So either we extend the period by 3 months, have a public hearing, or we will vote on the bill before we arrive at the end of this quarter. And Njadu, you're working on tomorrow, right? So we'll be able to let you know by middle of next week. So I will discuss with Esther and others about the program. Ideally, we should get the set plan done by next week. And thanks once again to Esther, Poppy, and Nkululeko and others who played a part in drafting our fiscal framework report. Is there anything else, colleagues? No.
Yes, Honourable Chair.
Yes, Mr. Jua.
Honourable Chair, we haven't received any communication from the Section 100 Ad Hoc Committee or the Financial or Preparations Committees with regards to next week's dealings. With that oversight visit taking place from the 14th and the whole of next week, in spite of the fact that it was requested that that must take place during our constituency period where we serve the community. So obviously we will have double bookings. I do not know if it was discussed in meetings that you attend, but if you could please enlighten us, it would be appreciated.
Yes, my friend. You see, firstly, I'm just an ordinary member like you are of that committee. We had a study group on Sunday, which notice came late to me and I couldn't attend because I had a political education class, so I wasn't there. But as far as I know, you've attended more of the meetings than I have. Like, I've attended every meeting but one, I think, and then I have to leave early because it clashes on Mondays with other things. So I don't actually, you know, I think you should send a note to the chairperson. Okay. Because I don't have any more knowledge than you do. And also my difficulties about Mondays, I've communicated to him. And Mondays is a bad day, but obviously the committee is under a lot of pressure. So Nkululeko, can you help? Because he's the co-secretary of the Section 100 intervention.
Okay, Chair, I'll talk to Mr. Tutoid on the side.
Yes, but you can let Dennis and all know, he's also on the committee. What's the decision? Is the...
Yes, Chair, we got an approval yesterday from Mr. Muhai's office, so the oversight is happening next week from Sunday till Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot. Keep off. That's the news. I think you'll send a note to start with Lazi Bam, two members, right? Okay, thank you about that. Bye then.